Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
I don't know about you, but we love mystery stories. That's why The Upside Down Story is one of our favorite podcasts. It turns a tale flipsy-flopsy upside-downsy so that you need to listen to the clues to figure out who the mystery storyteller is. Search for The Upside Down Story on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rin! Jack is here? Whoa! You're cleaning your room. And doing it like you're trying to win a race?
Yep. Just want my room to look neat and tidy. You keep asking me to clean? Well, now I'm doing it like the amazing daughter I am. Woo! Yay! Go me!
Ren, are those candy wrappers on your desk?
Sure are. Ha! Grandpa gave them to me when he popped by earlier.
And you ate all of it?
Well, it was delicious, and candy isn't meant for decoration, right? Plus, I couldn't stop myself. Turns out I am very weak when it comes to candy. Oh, hi, Drac!
I was wondering when you were going to notice me standing here.
I saw you. I just had to answer my mom's question in a very long-winded way. I don't know if you noticed, but I'm kind of on a...
Sugar rush. Yes, we noticed.
Very hard to miss, dear.
Anywho, I should put all of this sugar in my system to use. So I'll clean out the garage and wash the cars and take the dogs on a several-mile hike, and then...
I have a better plan for you, Rin. Why don't we take a trip in the Coffin of Curiosity so we can learn all about candy? I suddenly have a thirst for knowledge.
Okay.
That sounds great, Drac. She needs something to focus on until that sugar is out of her system. And I'll go get some water to help flush it out, kiddo.
Sweet! Sweet like candy, am I right?
Whoa. Feeling calmer now, Rin?
Much calmer. Sugar really messes with me, doesn't it?
I'd imagine it messes with any of us if you eat 9 peanut butter chocolate cups.
Guess I left a big mess on my desk, too. Ugh, whoopsie. Okay, since I'm just about back to normal, is it coffin time?
Let's ride. Computer, fire her up. Today, we are taking a delicious ride to learn all about candy. So let's start with a basic question. Candy, why is it called that?
Candy comes from the Middle English word candy, which swaps the Y for an I. And candy with an I was shortened from sucre candy, the French translation for crystallized cane sugar.
When did the first candy appear?
Lots of ancient civilizations had some form of sweet treats, like in Egypt, where they were made from things like honey, figs, nuts, and spices. In fact, some experts credit the Egyptians as the first people to come up with the concept of candy.
Honey and nuts? That doesn't sound like candy to me.
Well, what else did people back then have those sweets to compare to, Drac?
Fair point.
Things like licorice and ginger were also considered candy, grown and eaten in places like Spain and China.
So when does candy start to evolve into more of what we enjoy today?
When sugarcane finds its way from Asia to Europe. Sugar made from sugarcane could be melted and experimented with in ways that honey can't. So once that was figured out, sugar-based candy appears in the Middle Ages.
What were the Middle Ages, Ren?
A period that describes Europe between the 5th century and 14th century. But sugar was expensive during this time, so sugary candy was something only the upper classes could enjoy.
Drac Fact Attack!
I love this guy.
Oh, this is interesting. Jack, did you know that some of the earliest candy were considered medicine? Sugar helped hide the bitter taste found in things like throat lozenges or digestive aids.
Whatever helps gross-tasting medicine go down easier, eh?
Like the song says, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
So when did sugar become something everyone could afford and enjoy?
When the process of refining sugar was perfected.
Where are we now, Rin?
This is a sugar refinery, a factory where sugar crystals are made from sugar cane so it can be packaged and sold. During the Industrial Revolution, as factories and manufacturing become widespread, mass sugar production makes sugar more affordable.
Which means more candy can be made.
And in all sorts of different new ways. Let's check out what some of the earliest forms of mass-produced candy were. Candy like caramels, peppermints, and lemon drops became popular in the mid-19th century, fueled by candy shops that were opening everywhere.
One Turkish Delight, please.
Turkish Delight coming up.
Look at all of this candy, Ren. Did you bring any money?
Nope.
Aw, I wanted to try a Turkish Delight. I've never heard of those before.
It's a jelly-like candy flavored with rosewater, mastigum, bergamot, orange, or lemon, and sprinkled with powdered sugar on top.
Great. That just made me want to try one even more. Wait, Ren, I don't see any candy bars.
Those aren't invented yet. But they're about to be by a man named Joseph Fry and his sons, right here in jolly old England.
What's that machine, Bren?
That bestie is a candy press. And that's Joseph and his sons pressing a sugar and cocoa powder mixture into a mold, which will become the first candy bar. But these early bars tasted nothing like what we're used to these days.
Why was that?
The type of chocolate used would be considered too bitter.
Wait, we've barely talked about chocolate, the main ingredient of so much delicious candy.
And one of the main ingredients of all those peanut butter and chocolate cups I ate. Chocolate has its own neat history. We could take a little detour into that, then come back to when other types of popular candy came along.
Let's do it. After I get a little tasty chocolate treat myself, we could take a break and find something in your kitchen, right?
Well, Drac, we don't have to travel that far. Here, I'll show you back in my bedroom. Follow me.
There's more candy in here?
My grandpa bought me so much.
Okay, well, I'll have one peanut butter chocolate cup, please.
Ow!
No more for you, Rin. You've already had way too much for one day. For several days.
Fine.
Was delicious. No wonder you went cuckoo for all those peanut butter chocolate cups.
Right? So good.
But now I crave something different to keep learning about candy, specifically chocolate.
Let's do it. So chocolate is made from cacao beans, and the Mayans were one of the first civilizations to do that, using chocolate as a drink they enjoyed during rituals and sometimes as medicine.
It would be pretty cool to have medicine taste like chocolate.
Believe it or not, chocolate was mostly consumed as a drink until that guy Joseph Fry figured out how to turn it into candy bars.
But you said earlier those chocolate bars tasted bitter.
They did, but a businessman named Henry Nestle added milk to the chocolate to create a new, exciting taste.
Milk chocolate!
Uh-huh. Things really take off for the candy bar industry in 1893. This is when the world is introduced to the first chocolate-making machine at the World's Fair in Chicago. Another businessman named Milton Hershey sees sees it and decides to put these machines in his factory in Pennsylvania. And in 1900, the first American-made chocolate bars are being made.
Hershey bars. I love those.
Same. As the 20th century rolls along, family-based chocolate companies like Hershey, Cadbury, and Mars are all mass-producing all sorts of confections for the world to enjoy.
I know all of those names.
Drac Fact Attack!
During the first half of the 20th century, over 40,000 different types of candy bars were made and sold.
So many candy bars.
And chocolate was mixed with all sorts of ingredients, like nougat, toffee, caramel, nuts, fruit flavors, and peanut butter. Here's another fun fact about candy bars. During world wars, they were often included in military rations to lift soldiers' spirits.
Rations? What's that?
The food soldiers are given to eat while away fighting. Basically, it was their school lunchbox, but filled with stuff that wouldn't spoil over time.
Okay, one last question, and I think my thirst for knowledge is quenched. We both know candy bars are yummy, but it's obvious from how jittery you were earlier that they're not the healthiest food. Is it just all that sugar that makes them a treat best eaten every now and then?
There's actually very little nutritional value at all to candy, but especially candy bars. Besides the sugar, they're high in fat and calories, not to mention what it can do to our teeth. Want a first-class ticket to Cavity Land? Candy will take you there.
As delightful as candy is, no one is messing with my fangs. Well, I'm good to end this journey if you are, Ren, especially because I think something is happening to me.
Whoa, Drac, your hands are shaking.
Oh, it's the sugar from the peanut butter cups. I haven't had candy in such a long time that it's hitting me really hard.
Let's get back home then.
Well, that was fun. What should we do now? Maybe we can paint your bedroom or your whole house. When's the last time you reorganized your closet? Hey, let's write a novel.
Drac, let's just get you some water.
Vampires hate water. We can't drink it because it's painful. I guess we just have to wait until the sugar is all out of my system on its own.
How long will that take?
Who knows? Could be 10 minutes, could be an hour. What do you want to do to pass the time? Hey, I know. Do you want to see me turn into a bat and fly around your house 1,000 times? I bet I can do it. Or we can read the complete works of William Shakespeare. Or maybe we can write our own Broadway musical. If you enjoyed today's episode of Drac, make sure to press that follow button so you can join us for the next episode right here on Go Kid Go Network.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.